Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys, this is Pat Council, and you are listening to a snippet, some great snippets of Designing Your Life Today. And we're going to talk about expanding your capacity to receive. It is really important that we understand that that's a big component when it comes to achieving wealth. It doesn't matter how much you save, because if you don't expand your capacity to receive, once you acquire a certain amount, you're going to find reasons to spend it, and you're going to always find yourself wanting. But when you can expand your capacity to receive, you're going to become more responsible with your money. You're going to become more focused on achieving, and you're going to open up more so that you can actually get what you want. So what I'm going to do quickly is I'm going to give you a few tips that will help you to expand your capacity to receive. If you want to listen to the show in its entirety, go to blog.designeryourlifetoday.com, or you can just click right there where it says listen to more, and it will take you right where you need to go. Also, I want to remind you before I continue on that you guys can register to receive our free newsletter. It's called Power Up Nation. And so for your convenience, right there, if you're on your computer, you can click on that link and you can register to receive our new newsletter. It's actually Power Up Nation Express. And Power Up Nation Express is really a great newsletter. It's not just filled with information that you can't do anything with. And what we've done is we've actually changed it to put tips in there that will help you stay focused. And we have a lot of great guidance, if you will, from some of the people who've actually achieved on a high level. So if you have really big goals, you want to make sure you get registered for our Powered Up Nation. Not only that, any of the free gifts that we have, some we don't mention on the show, we put them in our newsletter. You'll get access to those. We have our simple money-making e-books that come out periodically. You'll get first pick at those because those are limited edition. They stay on our website for a little while and then they disappear. So you'll get first pick because after so many of them have been downloaded, we actually take them off of the website. So it's a lot of perks in our newsletter, and you don't get a lot of hype with our newsletter and a lot of what I call motivational mumbo-jumbo. Even though motivational information can be very beneficial, it's good to hear something that's going to uplift you, but it's better to hear something that's going to uplift you, inspire you, and educate you to move forward to realizing your dream. Also, before I start talking about our topic, I want to share one more great idea with you guys. And this is something that you can all benefit from. You can go to our website at designeryourlifetoday.com/webinars, and you'll see a little sign-in box there or sign-up box, and you can actually register to receive information about our upcoming webinars. Now, we have a webinar that's coming up fairly quickly here. It's called How to Monetize Your Natural Talents. It's how to monetize your natural talents. Now, you want to get that information. You want to know when that webinar is going to air. And the beautiful part about it is that if you're on the list and you miss the webinar, then we're going to send you a link so that you can listen to it. You guys have been listening to the show, a lot of you that have followed the show for years, and you know that we bring you content-rich information. We bring you information that's of value, and we've been pretty consistent with that. Well, in our webinars, we take it to a whole nother level. We give you more very specific hands-on, and we give you opportunities to actually connect in a way such that you can get everything you need and stay on course. That's a big deal when it comes to goal achievement, is that accountability. And you're going to get more than accountability, but you'll get the opportunity to just learn so many different things and to have a system, because that's a big deal. You know, the kind of system that you follow or choose and you buy into in terms of saying, hey, you know, I like this system. I think it can work for me. The kind of system that you adopt as a part of your life will determine what your lifestyle is going to be like. And, of course, our systems are quality. So you'll get the opportunity to hear about some of our great systems that we have. So go ahead, get sign up in that little sign-up box, and it's absolutely free to listen to our webinars, so check them out, you guys. Okay, let's get on and find out how can we expand our capacity to receive. You know, these are things that you must know if you want to have wealth. And first of all, the first thing that I want to share with you guys is that you will not get any more than you believe for. It doesn't matter how much you wish for it. It doesn't matter how much you want it. You have to actually believe that it is a done deal, that this is something that you deserve to have. You can only expect to receive a flow that's commensurate with the capacity that you have. So you have to figure out, okay, how do I expand my capacity? How do I believe for more? And just saying it, and there's some people, especially what I call the religious crowd, and there's nothing wrong with having a religion. I'm in church every Sunday, but we're non-denominational. And so this is not about picking at anybody's religion, but what I'm saying is religious. There's a difference, okay, than having a religion. Now, religion is a doctrine. Religious people are people who kind of just say what they've heard the preacher say, and they don't really buy into it, and it's not in their heart, and they don't have a thorough understanding of it. So there's a distinct difference, all right? I want to make that clear. Now, the thing about it is that don't expect to get a lot if you can't believe for more. And the reality of it is if you can change the capacity, expand your capacity to receive, then you can determine the flow of which things are going to come to you. If what you're experiencing in your life right now is actually below your expectations, then that's a good, strong indication that you need to increase your capacity to receive more. You know, and God's going to give you everything that you want, but you have to increase your capacity to receive more. Now, I'll give you one quick tip on how to do that, and then I'm going to give you five specific ideas, if you will, that will take you to help you to kind of expand your capacity. And the one quick tip I'm going to give you is that you need to connect with other people who are expanding their capacity or who've already expanded their capacity. One thing I remember is that when I got out of the military, I had a basic goal, and my goal was to earn $3,000 a month. And I can remember saying, you know what, if I earn $3,000 a month, I'm good to go. I'm good. And I felt like I was going to be good for the rest of my life, and that's all I needed, and I'd be okay. I didn't account for marriage. I didn't account for anything. You know, so the point is, other than me, getting what worked for me. So once I got out of the military and I actually stepped out and back into what I call the real world, in other words, outside of the safety of the military bases, then guess what? Reality set in. First of all, I said, wow, I didn't know it was this expensive out here. So I realized I needed more than $3,000. And secondly, I started to meet people who were wealthy. And I started thinking, wow, if they can do it, and I would talk to them and I'd listen to them, and they were, you know, nice people and everything and giving and all of that in terms of their knowledge, but I would listen to them talk sometimes and listen to their rationale and listen to their stories as to how they made it, and then I drew the conclusion that, wait a minute, okay, if they can do it, I know I can do it, because, like, these guys and these girls are not, you know, super, super smart. I mean, they're not like what you call super book smart. They're not dumb either. Now, don't get me wrong. They have a kind of wisdom that was amazing, and they have a kind of energy that, you know, I just wanted my energy to go to that level. I wanted to kind of scoop that energy up and make it a part of me. And so my point is, if you want to actually believe for more, then you want to be around people who have already done it or who are in the process of doing it, and they're very serious about it, not people who are just talking about it. Now, with that being said, I just want to encourage you guys to get signed up to listen to our webinar, the one that, where we're going to talk about how to monetize your natural talents, because I go into more about why this works and how you can work it and where you can find people like that. If you say, I don't even know anybody like that, I tell you, I give you all those answers, and so you can start making those connections and you can get to where it is you want to be. Now, let me give you some specific instructions before we go to the next tip. And, of course, we're not going to finish this show in its entirety, but if you want to hear more and learn more about expanding your capacity, as I said, if you're on your computer and you're listening to this, there's a link right there on our page, Designing Your Life Today, at blogtalkradio.com/designingyourlifetoday. You can click on that link, or you can go directly to blog.designingyourlifetoday.com, and you can listen to the show in its entirety. All the downloads, everything that you need is right there. We don't have any specific resources for you today, so you're just going to have to take notes. But we'll have more resources for you Monday. Keep in mind that we have 30 days of discussing and learning what it takes to have real wealth. So this is a very specific type of exercise that we're doing over the next 30 days. And so you guys participate. But also, I want you to understand something about wealth. Wealth is not just for you. And so it's about all of us kind of getting that piece of the pie, okay, or getting our own pie and getting enough pie. And so the point I'm making is that share this show and what we're doing over the next 30 days with a friend. If you have a friend who says, you know what, I really need to go to another level. They've met some goals, but they're not where they want to be. I can tell you, if they listen to our show and some of the guests that we have coming up, it's going to be amazing. I'll give you an example. We have John Gordon. He's a best-selling author who wrote the book The Energy Bus. He's written several books. And he's actually going to come on to our show soon, and we'll be announcing more about that. And he's going to talk about one of his books that he's written, and it is amazing. So we'll tell you more about that in the future. But I can tell you, we have great guests. We have a few millionaires that are coming on to our show, and you're going to learn from them exactly what it takes to go to that next level. And I want to say this to you. I've heard people say, oh, I just want to be comfortable. Well, go and listen to yesterday's show about that, about being comfortable, and you're going to find out kind of what that means. You know, keep in mind, wealth is not just about you. Now, here are the five specific instructions in terms of kind of understanding what it means to expand your capacity to receive. And now in the at blog.designyourlifetoday.com, I explain what each of these mean in detail, but I'm not going to do it on this show because of time. So the five are enlarge, stretch, lengthen, strengthen, and do not hold back. Now, I talked a lot about not holding back on, I believe it was on episode 50, and which was Thursday's show. So you don't want to hold back, I can tell you that. So you want to go and listen to that show. If you've missed any of this, we started this 30 days. We started it on Monday. So if you missed any of that, go back, listen to the shows, and get the free resources that I have for you right there on our website. Once you listen to the show, it tells you where to go and find all of these great resources. Also, so those are the five, enlarge, stretch, lengthen, strengthen, and do not hold back. And so the thing is, you need to understand what it means to increase your capacity. When you can increase your capacity, then what happens is you're not going to struggle, and you're not going to be worried about where money is going to come from, because that money is going to show up, and it's going to show up in a big way. It's going to show up bigger than ever. Now, you will not here's another concept that I have for you. You will not get back any more than your output. I'm always amazed how people want more money, but they don't want to do the output. They don't want to do the work. And it's more to it than just work, because there are people who work three jobs, and they still don't have enough money. They still don't have everything that they need. And so there's more to it than just work. Output is about more than work. Output is about giving. Output, yeah, it is about work, but it's about your work ethic. What type of work are you doing, and where is it taking you? So it's about that. It's also about investing in yourself. I am also amazed about the number of people who always want something free as though the world owes them something. I want to share something with you. If you're not willing to invest in yourself, why would you expect anybody else to invest in you? And here's the thing. There are people who care enough for you to invest in you, but It doesn't matter if you will not invest in yourself. I can invest in you all day long. I can share information with you all day long. Now, at some point, if you're really serious about thriving, if you're really serious about success, then it's going to broaden your mind. And when your mind gets broadened, then you're going to take some different kinds of actions because now you're serious about it. And when you are serious, there's going to be other signs and other evidence. I can tell you, I invest in myself. You know, I buy books, and I'm going to post. I've been talking about doing this. I'm going to post a picture. I did one last year, I think it was, or year before, that the number of books that I read in a year. And what I've done is I put a whole bunch of books on my table, and actually they're in my on my living room table. But, hey, it's my house. I can do what I want, right? But I'm going to post that picture so you guys can see that picture, and you can see that I have kind of stack books that I'm going to read. Some of these books I've read, but some of them, I'm in a different mindset now, so I feel like I need to go and get a refresher course and read them again. But the books that you're going to see, the majority of those books are books that I purchased. Some of those books, a few of them came from the library. But there are books that you want to have on your bookshelf, and I get it. People don't have books anymore is what they say, okay? So put them in your Kindle. But the bottom line is, get that information in front of you to the point where you're reading it, you're understanding it, you're learning it, and you are expanding your mind. When you expand your mind, you expand your capacity to receive. And if you say, well, you know, I really need to learn how to do that, don't miss Monday's show because I'm going to talk more about that. And it's going to be awesome. So here's the thing. You want to invest in yourself. And giving, when we talk about giving, the more you take, the more, just imagine you're drawing your hands closer to yourself, to your chest. And do you notice that the space between your hands and your chest, as you draw them to your chest, that it's closing in? Well, the space between it as they're closing in, that's how much you're not getting. But now if you expand your hands and you push your arms out away from your chest, now there's lots of space for you to receive. See, receiving is about opening up. It's about being open. So If you learn to give, if you learn to invest in yourself, and if you learn to get the right work ethic, then you're going to start to expand your capacity to receive. Here's the thing. You have what you need already to succeed. But if you don't have the right systems to follow, then you're not going to be able to use what you have. And you're not going to be able to reach your goals. You're not going to expand your capacity to receive because you're going to be missing a few things. And if you're a person who keeps wishing and hoping and you're frustrated and wondering why doesn't this work, if you keep setting the same goals over and over, you know, and it's just not taking you anywhere, that tells you you need to connect with someone else. Don't let your pride stop you from learning something new. And I'm saying that not in a sense of beating up on anybody, but I'm saying it because that was me. I was a serious know-it-all back in the day. And you know what? I still think I'm extremely smart. I'll give myself that credit. And I give myself that credit, not bragging on myself, but I say that because that's a gift that God gave me, and I'm not willing to deny any of my gifts because someone else gets offended by it or they think I'm bragging. That's their issue, not mine. And so my point is, though, is that as smart as I am, I'm not so smart where I don't think I need to learn more. I'm not so smart where I can't learn from people that I meet, and it's not about how much money they have. I listen to see where their wisdom is and where they're coming from, and then I make a decision based on that. So my point is that, you know, you have what you need to succeed. Learn where it is, learn what it is, and learn how to use it so you can get to where it is you want to be. You know, when my pride was out front, I wasn't making any money. Hey, when I put a lid on that pride thing, man, I started meeting people. Opportunities started coming my way. They wanted to sow seeds into my life. You know, I've always pretty much been a giver. Okay, well, at some point, I became a giver. I'll say that. I want to be honest about that. Once I got out of the military and learned a little more, then I became a giver. I understood why I needed to give, and I've never, ever lost out through giving. So You, these are some of the things that you can do to expand your capacity to receive. Now, there's another point, and as I said, I do explain those five specific words or concepts: enlarge, stretch, lengthen, strengthen, and do not hold back. I do explain that in its entirety at blog.designingyourlifetoday.com. So you do want to go and listen to the show in its entirety. And next week on Monday, we're going to talk more about expanding your capacity to receive, but it's going to be awesome because what we're going to do is I'm going to explain a very, let's say, age-old piece of wisdom, spiritual wisdom, and I'm going to explain why it works, how it works, and what it all means, and that tells you how to use it. So once you know how to use something, listen, you become unstoppable. Think about that. When you didn't know how to drive a car, you always had to rely on someone else. But once you learned how to drive a car, i.e. learned to use it, now you could get in the car and you could go, assuming you had a car to drive. So the thing is that when you learn how to use something, then you don't always have to rely on other. What happens is you can connect with other people, and you guys feed off of each other, and then we become this amazing source of energy for one another to the point where we're all constantly expanding our capacity to receive. We're all getting the things that we want and bringing what we want into our lives, and we're making some amazing things happen. Hey, that's all I have for you today. Go check it out at blog.designingyourlifetoday.com. You're going to love the information and the explanations that I have there for you. And you guys, I will be back on Monday, and so don't forget to do Life with Power. You guys have an amazing weekend.